115 degrees, the 6 o'clock news. This is Rob Finnegan. The headlines on Beacon: Dudley councillors consider their poll tax penalties. More school buses are needed in Shropshire because of kidnapping. And an armed man goes on the rampage in Bolton. Dudley councillors are meeting tonight to decide on the penalties to be taken against people who don't fill in their community charge registration forms. Final reminders have been sent out, and those who don't fill them in could face a fine of up to £200. Principal Community Charge Officer for Dudley, Mike Williams, says that overall they're pleased with the response, but is warning the last few who haven't returned their forms to do so immediately.
We can start off with a £50 penalty, and if the individual involved still refuses to provide the information that we need, that penalty can be increased to £200. In addition, the community charge will still be payable next April, so it's not a case of either or. If you don't give us the information that's required, you will still pay the charge, and in addition, you will have these extra penalty amounts to pay too.
Other news this hour from Beacon: the fear of kidnapping and assault in Shropshire has meant applications for places on school buses have risen by more than 500%. The rocketing requests for the warden service have all cited exceptional hazards as grounds for needing a place on buses. School Transport Officer Ron Turner says the rise is a dramatic reflection of local worries.
I think that the safety factor is certainly something which is very much to the fore in people's minds. We're all conscious from the national and indeed the local press on what appears to be a great number of incidents of a variety of natures. And of course we've had the tragic event in the north of the county some months ago, which certainly heightened people's awareness.
2 minutes past six on Beacon. There's a nationwide police alert after a crazed gunman hijacked a string of cars, bundled a terrified driver into his own car boot, and fired his shotgun near another. The police hunt began when the armed raider took a car at gunpoint and robbed an off-license in Bolton. He then held up half a dozen motorists, switching cars as he fled through Greater Manchester and Lancashire. Armed police have been called in, but the gunman has escaped their dragnet. Superintendent Brian Swales of Bolton Police says they fear he could kill.
We're treating it very seriously indeed. We believe the man is irrational and very, very dangerous. In the early stages, he appears to have been very calm. He appears to have become irrational as the thing has progressed, and some of his actions being reported from Lancashire County area would appear that he is getting taking more chances and becoming a little bit more dangerous and irrational.
What's the warning to the public?
The warning to the public is to keep well away and inform the police.
The Royal Marine bandsmen injured in the Deal barracks blast may never be able to play their instruments again. Dr. John Morris, a consultant who's treating some of the 11 servicemen, says they're coping heroically with their injuries, but some of them may have to face the fact that their careers are over.
At this stage, I think it's possible that they will have some limitation on their musical skills in the future. They have injuries to the skin and blood and nerve supply to the hands and arms. And I should imagine that even most of the instruments that they play required a certain amount of dexterity. And these may cause problems to the abilities to play the instruments.
A Dudley teenager starts a life sentence this morning after stabbing a man to death on Christmas Day. 17-year-old Trevor Nettleford from Blackacre Road was convicted by the jury after denying murder and manslaughter. 19-year-old Carlos Taylor from Grange Road in Dudley was cleared of murder but got 6 months for manslaughter. The six-day trial at Stafford Crown Court was told that Gary Batham from Surrey had slashed a man across the face at a disco at the Eve Hill Community Centre. The prosecution said a lynch mob, including Nettleford and Taylor, had then chased and cornered Batham. The time 6:05, the top story this hour. Dudley councillors are meeting tonight to decide on the penalties to be taken against people who don't fill in their poll tax forms. That's it coming up next from Beacon. It's John Warner's satellite weather details.